morning, as you were reading the scripture, it just drew my attention again to the church that I'm privileged to pastor downtown.
今天在这个念这个经文的时候，让我想到我现在在Sacramento北面的一个教会，在那里。We
have five different congregations that meet there at the church throughout the weekend.
在这个周末，我们有五个不同的聚集。
We have a Samoan, Tongan, Laotian, and Spanish church, and then the English church as well.
我有英文、Spanish、西班牙话、Samoan、五个不同的人在那里聚会。
What I appreciate, and as you were reading the scriptures, it just brought my attention again. When I listen to them sing or read the scripture, hear you reading the scripture, my heart just rejoices because the Bible says that there will be a day that every tongue, every nation, and every tribe will be worshiping God together.
他说，我在听到，在那个教会有五种语言在那聚会。那我们在这里用中文在讲说，他说，圣灵告诉我们说，每一种语言、每一种人种住在这里，礼拜天在敬拜神。
Can you imagine that we're not going to have to wait for me to say something and then Ron to say something, that we will understand each other and be able to praise God together?
到那个时候我们看到说不必要用语言、用英文、用这个翻译的用中文在那里翻。
How rich that will be.
所以在那个时候不同的语言一起在那里敬拜神。
It's part of the reason why I enjoy coming to minister to you once a month.
我实在是，对我来讲是一个神的恩典，让我每一个月到这里跟弟兄姐妹分享神的话语。I
go away being blessed, even though I've not been able to understand everything, just to watch your faces, to see you glow with the glow that Jesus brings to us.
我常常离开的时候，看着你们每一个人脸上的笑容放出来，使我就觉得说，哇，这真是神的荣光在我们这里彰显。For
the last 3 months, I've been studying the book of Philippians.
上三个月我都在查考腓立比书。I
have been looking at it and reading it daily, verse by verse, and learning something new almost daily as I've been studying the book of Philippians.
所以说每一次在过去三个月在我在念，虽然腓立比书念了很多次，但是每次念的时候都有新的亮光在里照亮着我。Four
chapters, but four very important chapters for us to learn from what the Apostle Paul writes.
在这个以弗所书里面有四章都是神给他的非常重要的话语。
Let me quickly again give you a little background and then to tell you what we're going to learn today. Paul is in prison in Rome. Paul is a missionary, started the church in Philippi. And many people followed Jesus. While he's in prison, he's writing a thank you note, and this is what the book of Philippians is all about. He is grateful for what God has done and blessed and taken care of him. Sixteen times in this four chapters, he uses the word joy or rejoice.
他用了16次，都在感谢、感恩的，在这个腓立比书里面。
What a testimony it is for us as Christians that we should be full of joy and rejoicing as well.
所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹都在这说，我们做神的，都是。
In the book, there are two special people that he talks about, one by the name of Timothy and the other Epaphroditus.
在这个腓立比书，一个都为了他提到两个人，一个提摩太，一个是那个另外一个人。He
says there is nobody like Timothy.
他说没有一个人像提摩太那样子。
Timothy was being mentored by him, Timothy was studying under him.
提摩太是他保罗一手带出来的，他的训练出来的后辈。
Epaphroditus was one who came and traveled by foot and by animal and so forth, some 800 miles from the church in Philippi to bring the Apostle Paul some food, some money, and some things to be blessed by.
以巴弗是在从腓立比书走了800里地到罗马到监狱里去照顾去看顾这个保罗。
And we come to the fourth chapter now as the Apostle Paul begins to finish this thank you note that he wants Timothy and Epaphroditus to take back to the church at Philippi.
然后他就把这个以弗所书写说让这个以巴弗把这个书信带回去。
This letter that Paul has written that we're studying is for us as well.
这个保罗给这个以弗所教会的书信也对我们有。
A couple of weeks ago, as I was studying, I read a headline in the newspaper.
在几个礼拜前，我在这里研读这个比书的时候，在报纸上面，新闻在讲。
It was talking about the stress level that's recorded in our country.
那上面讲到说，这个现在我们的国家的焦虑不。安的这种感觉在我们的国家是怎么样子
？This was an interesting quote that I wrote down.
这个是我从他那个报告上。
In America, suicide has now passed car crashes as the number one cause or injury of death.
今天，美国自杀的人比在车祸死伤的人更多了。
The article went on to talk about the 7 things that is causing stress in our country with people today.
那个在这个上面说啊，焦虑不安的有七样事情使他们感觉上焦虑不安。
My interpreter is going to write them down. The causes are job, money, health, relationships,poor diet, and media overload, and lack of sleep.
Break down in 3 and 4. I cannot.
Okay. Job, money, and health.
工作，钱财和健康。
Relationships, poor diet.
关系，人际的关系，这个营养不良。
Media overload.
这个。媒体上是给你们一大堆的报告
，and lack of sleep，
然后你们缺少睡眠。
That same day, I received this email from a young lady。
然后这同一天，我收到一个 email。
She wrote, "Dear Pastor, a few weeks ago, I went to my doctor for some chronic aches."
然后我就她说几个礼拜前我去看我的医生，看我这个身上疼。
And some pains that were getting worse.
那个疼痛是越来越疼痛严重起来。
I don't sleep well, and I live in constant state of fatigue.
然后我没有办法睡觉，然后每次都是疲倦不堪。
I told him that I started a business 7 years ago.
我告诉我创作一个工作的机会。
And that it had become very successful.
而且这个公司很成功。
But I must focus myself to go to work every day.
然后我就跟我想，我每天都要到这个公，到公司去上班。
The word should have been forced myself to go to work.
因为我首创造这个公司，所以我就自己强迫我自己每天都要去上班。
She said, "I feel overwhelmed and overloaded."
我就变得完全是沉重不堪，是没有办法负担这一切的。
My doctor asked me to make a list of the stresses in my life.
然后我的那个医生叫我说，哎，你把你要列下来，什么事是你的压力是什么
？And then to think about some possible ways to reduce the stress.
然后把这写下来的时候，想到说每一样我们怎么样去减少这些压力的承受。
And then write them down and make a plan to attack them.
然后一样一样写下来，一样一样怎么样去把这些减轻。
She said to me, Pastor, I would like to know what the Bible says about stress management.
那我希望说，牧师啊，你能告诉我在圣经上怎么样子把我们在焦虑不安怎么样去啊去应付。
Well, it fit very perfectly with what I was studying and what we're going to talk about today.
所以这个人的要求跟我们今天要来交通的这个圣经上的话语是。
You read in the text this morning in verse 7, if you do these things, you will experience God's peace.
他说你要在第七节这里告诉我们说神会赐人意外的平安必在耶稣基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
So what is it that the Apostle Paul wants us to learn about stress and anxiety?
所以保罗告诉我们说关于我们的这个焦虑不安我们怎么样去应付。
Well, let me tell you ahead everything we're going to talk about very briefly and then we're going to come back and talk about them just point by point.
我们先简略的提纲教引讲到这七样然后我们再回到一样一样的细细的说。
What our brother and you read this morning are these following things.
然后你们今天念的圣经是下面这些事情。
Worry about nothing.
你们是为了
Pray about
莫名其妙的事情忧虑。
Pray about everything.
Say it again.
Pray about everything.
然后我们要为这些事情祷告。
Thank God in all things.
谢谢神，在所有事情上要感谢神。
Think about good things.
要想往什么事情要往好处着想。
Be content with anything.
然后要心满意足你所有的。
Now I could say amen and let's go home, but you would say I didn't learn anything.
然后我就说啊，我已经告诉你了，我们就大家就回家说，我说哇，牧师，我没有听到你讲任何东西。
So let's go back and look at the first thing.
让我们看，说回头来看第一件事情。
Paul says in this passage, refuse to worry about anything.
他告诉我们说，不要去焦虑，为任何事情焦虑。
He says in verse 6, never worry about anything.
在第六节这里告诉我们说，叫我们说，将要凡事都要祷告祈求感谢将你所要的告诉神。
And so that is a simple little instruction to us but it's very difficult to accomplish.
所以这里很清楚的是简单简单的就是说你要这样做就完全可以把你的忧虑就赶出去了。
As a Bible student, if you remember, Jesus taught about this in chapter 6 of Matthew.
在马太福音第六章里面也告诉我们这样子说
When he was teaching about the Sermon on the Mount
在这个登山宝训里面他这样讲到
I would encourage you to go home and read chapter 6 of Matthew later today
马太福音第六章你们回去去念一下
But let me just review with you briefly what Jesus said about not worrying
然后我告诉你说在那个第六章里面耶稣怎么样叫我们说不要焦虑
He said worry is unreasonable
他的忧虑都是没有道理的
It doesn't make sense It's not logical It's irrational
这个完全是毫无理由的去忧虑常常都是没有意义的事情
He said that worry exaggerates the problem, our problems
这个忧虑是会把事情 越搞越大
It turns small issues into big problems.
把小事变成大事去忧虑。
And worry doesn't work.
而你去忧虑的话，绝对绝对对你没有用。
Jesus also said in chapter 6 that worry is unnatural.
所以在马太福音第六章里说，这个忧虑都是完全是属于不自然的。
I have said to you in previous messages, worry is not something that we were born with.
我在你们这里给这个弟兄讲到的，这忧虑不是我们生来就带来的。
But it is a learned response.
是我们在后天里面学习出来的。
Someone has said, well, I worry about worrying about worrying.
然后我就说，我们从小就学习怎么样去忧虑，怎么样去忧虑。
Let me tell you just a little interesting fact that you can take with you today about worry.
所以我现在告诉你一个事实，你就可以了解怎么样去对付。
In all of God's creation, only human beings worry.
在神所创造世界上所有的动物中间，只有人类知道去忧虑。
Jesus said that worry is unnatural and it's unhealthy.
这个耶稣说忧虑是不自然而且是不健康的。
Jesus said in chapter 6 of Matthew that worry is unhelpful.
这个在马太福音第六章常常的这个我们讲说是忧虑是一点都不能帮我们任何忙。
Worry won't make you taller or it won't make you smaller.
这个忧虑不能让你长高一点也不能让你长矮一点。
Worry won't make you live longer.
忧虑不能让你长寿一点。
But worry may shorten your life.
但是可能一定的使你短寿一点。
One last thing that Jesus said in Matthew about worry.
在那个马太福音耶稣跟我们说。
Worry is unnecessary.
这个忧虑是完全不必要的。
In 1 Peter 5, 7, the Bible says that we're to cast every care on Jesus.
在彼得前书的时候，我们要把所有、把一切的忧虑卸给神。
And so what we do is do we take from our backpack and we put it in Jesus' hands.
这很简单，把我们背上的背包，这个忧虑的背包就放在耶稣基督的身上。
But let's come back to chapter 4 of Philippians and see what else Paul has for us to learn.
再回头看腓立比书第四章怎么样告诉我们在对付这个忧虑。
Paul says, talk to God about everything.
这个保罗说，将你们所要的告诉神。
It's very interesting. Let me tell you a little story that I think you will find interesting.
要告诉神这个事情，让我告诉你小故事，你会知道可能对你觉得很有兴趣。
The other day, I was driving south on 99, coming from Arden Fair.
前几天我从 Arden Fair 往向南走。
My son, who I didn't know, was driving in the lane next to me.
我的儿子就在我的开车的旁边一个道上跟我一道开。
And he was going as fast as I was going and traveling alongside of me.
所以我的儿子跟我一起在99号一起在向南在走。
He was trying to get my attention.
他就是要使他的爸爸要提醒他，让他看到他。
But he noticed that I was talking out loud.
他的儿子看到他在这里讲话讲得很大声。
My lips were moving.
看到他的爸爸的嘴巴的嘴唇在动。
He thought I was on the cell phone without the hands-free cell phone.
他说他想他爸爸一定是在这个车上用这个耳机在讲话。
And he followed me all of them away from Arden's Fair to Elk Grove.
他从 Arden Fair 一直开车开到这个 Elk Grove 一直在跟到他。
And he said, Dad, you were just talking a mile a minute. What were you doing?
他说你就是一直在讲话，一直在这一段时候在讲，你嘴巴在动。
I said to him, I was talking to God.
我是在跟神在讲话。
You see, you can talk to God anytime.
所以你知道，弟兄姐妹。你跟神任何时间都可以跟他讲。
If you would have driven alongside me from Roseville this morning, I was talking to God the whole time traveling here.
你今天从我从 Roseville 就过来说，我在车上，我还是在跟神在讲话。
You can say, what were you talking to God about?
他说，那说你可以问我说，我跟神在说什么。
Brothers and sisters, I was telling God what I was going to tell you this morning.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，我跟你说，就是现在我要跟你们讲的话。
You see, God wants to have this relationship with us, and Paul says we can talk to God any time.
所以神就是要我们把我们的父神当作阿爸父神，让我们随时随地跟他的去讲话，跟他交通。
And we can talk to him about anything.
我们可以把跟他讲任何事情。
If we prayed as much as we worry, things would be different.
假如我们祷告 的时间跟我们910的时间一样的话，很多很多事情可以解决了。
Well, let me move on.
让我再往前讲。
The other thing that Paul teaches us from this passage is simply this: thank God in all things.
他这里告诉我们说，你要将所要的全部凡事都借着祷告，凡事都告诉他。
It says in the passage to thank him for all he has done.
而且要祷告，要感谢神。
With a very thankful heart.
用一个感谢的心情向他讲话。
Now let me just simply say this. Ungrateful people are unhappy people.
他是一个 grateful.
Ungrateful people are unhappy people.
Say it again.
Ungrateful people are unhappy people.
Oh, 不知道感恩的人是绝对是没有办法是一个快乐的人。
This message is so excited me that I'm just messing Ron up.
他这一段的这个经文，这一段的讲到是这么有趣，他把那个翻译人都搞混掉了。
This is a thankful note, a joyful note.
这个是一个感谢的一个经文，可是
很感谢的经文。And Paul is just saying to us, thank God in all things.
保罗说在这里上吧，凡事都要借着祷告。
In everything, give thanks to God.
凡事都要，所有任何事情都要感谢神。
What a beautiful testimony Paul says when our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
所以你们想一想，我们跟神讲，或者我一开始祈求，然后一开始感谢，他就当然就会喜了。
Well, let me mention one other thing that I found in this passage this morning that we read.
然后我们再来看这一段的圣经里面，这里面告诉我们另外的事。
Paul says, think about good things.
保罗叫我们想到说，感谢那些神给我们那些好的事情。
In verse 8, he says, fill your minds with true and good things.
所以他告诉我们说，还有没有讲完的话，就是要你们要把真实的话，而且是可敬的话。
Think about things that are pure.
想想那些是清洁的话。
Things that are beautiful.
想想那些可爱的话。
Respected and excellent.
也想想这些有美名的话
，and worthy of honor，
然后这些用他们的这用什么有称赞的这些事情，你们都要想念。
Well, let me go to the last thing I discovered in these verses。
让我再告诉你们这个后面还有一些事情。
If the other ones haven't challenged you, this one will。
假如那我上面讲的话，圣经的话没有来向你心中挑战的话。
Be content with anything.
要你们为完全在你身上所领受都要完全要要觉得是这一切都是够了。
Paul says, learn to be content.
要你们怎么样子学习去满足。
Learn to be content in every situation.
你们不管做任何事情都要觉得说这一切事情神给我们的我已经得到满足了。
A year ago, we moved into a new home for us.
一年前，我们家搬到一个新的家。
The other day, I went across the street to look at the models of the house like we have.
那天我就又去看看我们那个 model home.
And I discovered that in the new models, they've changed the houses.
然后他到那个新的那些所有那个 model home， 他们就看到他们稍微变了一下，显新的房子。
One of the things that my wife has complained about is that her closet isn't big enough。
然后我的太太说，那个走的衣橱 walking closet 不够大。
She's also complained about where the washer and dryer is that we have to have a stacking washer and dryer。
而且他们把那个洗衣机跟烘干机是上下那个堆积。
She was very quick to tell me that the new models have made the closets for women a walk-in closet.
所以 他感觉他说新的那个房子，他说把他的所有的那些厨通通变成人可以走进去的了。
And the washer and dryer can be side by side.
而且那个洗衣机、烘干机不是这样重叠，简直是平的放的。
And she said, I sure wish I could have that.
啊，他说我真是高兴，我们有一下的新的这个 model 的房子。
You know what my response was?
你知道我给他的反回应是什么？
Martha, be content with what you have.
他说 ，Martha 是太太 ，Martha， 你要满足于你现在所有的。
You know what Paul's saying to us, brothers and sisters?
所以保罗在这里给我们弟兄姐妹说的是什么
？He's saying, be content.
要我们去满足我们所有。
Stop comparing.
不要去跟人家去比较。
Stop thinking that having more will make me more happy.
不要以为你能够多拿一点，多有一点东西，你就比较多一点快乐。
And here's a big one. Learn to admire without having to acquire.
Say it again.
Learn to admire without having to acquire.
哦，我们要这个。
Learn to admire.
要学到怎么样子去，怎么样子羡慕。
Without
没有
acquiring.
要知道怎么样去羡慕我们所没有去买的东西。
In other words, Ron, I don't have to own it to enjoy it.
啊，这句话比较好。他说，我不一定要我自己有了才可以那么样去享受这个快乐。
Philippians 4:13.
这个腓立比书第四章第十三节。
It says, Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength.
啊，他知道啊。我已经学会了，我just a second, 13?
Yes.
I cannot find it. 随时摔的我都得到了秘诀。哦，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事我都能做。
Paul simply says as he wraps this passage up, when our joy is placed in Christ,
所以我们的喜乐是放在耶稣基督身上的话
，He makes the difference，
这就可以产生不同的作用。
Look at one closing verse that you did not read, verse 19。
我们看我们没有念的这一节经文是第十九节。
It simply says that God has promised to give us everything we need.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需要的都充足。
There's no exception, brothers and sisters.
这是一点都不会有例外，是一切所需要的都充足在你们身上。
You want to have joy?
你要喜乐吗
？Worry about nothing.
不要去对任何东西去忧虑。
Pray about everything.
要为所有事情去祷告。
Thank God in all things.
要谢谢神，把所有在你身上发生的事情。
Think about good things.
永远想到好的事情，神给的。
And be content with anything.
然后你要得到满足，你所一切现在所有的事情。
And his prayer was simply this.
在他的祷告很简单，是这个。
I pray that God.
我为向神这样祷告。
Who gives peace?
给我们这个平安。
Will be with you all.
会跟你们每一个人同在。
Amen.
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 You may never have me back, but thank you. I love preaching, and I love preaching that passage.
Why would we never have you back?
I don't know.
I don't know how to translate. 他说你可能。
Forget it.
I don't know what you say.
Never mind.
Okay, 他说没关系，我没有犯，没关系。
I'm done.
Okay.